Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, share with everyone the topic, David's prayer of thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣圣名跟大家分享今天的题目，大卫的感恩祷告。
Our Bible reading has come to First Chronicle, and the topic comes from part of our reading.
那我们现在的读经计划已经来到了历代之上，那所以今天的早上的题目也是根据我们的读经计划所得到的。
And that this passage is recorded in First Chronicle.
那这个题目记载在历代志上。
Turn to First Chronicle chapter 17.
历代志上的第十七章。
First Chronicle chapter 17.
历代志上第十七章。
So the background of this chapter is that David intended to build a temple of God.
那这个章节的背景就是大卫想要为神建造殿宇。
We can read chapter 17, verse 1 and 2.
我们可以读第十七章的第一和第二节。
Verse 1, Now it came to pass, when David was dwelling in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under 10 curtains. 2. Then Nathan said to David,Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you.
第一到第二节，大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。”第二节，拿单对大卫说：“你可以照你的心意而行，因为神与你同在。”
In here we see that David had expressed his intention to build a temple of God because he felt that he himself lives in a good house made with cedar, but God's dwelling is still 10 curtains.
那我们在第一到第二节可以看到大卫想要为神建造圣殿的这个心意，因为大卫住在香柏木的宫中，但是神的约柜反在幔子里。
And for Nathan, he thought that it was a good idea, so he went ahead and said to David that you can go ahead because God is with you.
那对于先知拿单来说，他觉得这样的心意是非常好的，所以他就说可以照着你的心意而行，因为神与你同在。
However, this was not God's plan. This was not God's intention. So God told Nathan that night that it was not God's intention for David to build a temple for him.
所以，但是我们在后面就可以看到这不是神的计划，也不是神的旨意，所以他当夜就告诉拿单说不是要大卫为他建造宫殿建造殿宇。
Later on we found in the later passage that God did not want David to build the temple because David was a warrior and he had shed much blood.
那我们如果继续读的话，就知道神不允许大卫为他建造圣殿的原因，就是因为大卫是一个勇士，流了许多人的血。
However, God was very pleased with David's intention, and he blessed David a lot.
但是大卫的心意却蒙神的喜悦，并且神也因为这个的缘故，非常的祝福大卫。
Even though David wanted to build God a house,
虽然大卫想要为神建造一个房子
，God did not allow that.
但是神却没有允许。
However, in God's blessing and God's promise to David is that God will build David a house that lasts forever.
但是神对于大卫的应许和祝福却是要为他永远建立他的家室。
We can read from verse 3 to 14.
我们可以来读第三到第十四节。
Verse 3 to 14.
历代志上第十七章第三到第十四节。
Verse 3, but it happened that night,that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, For go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to dwell in. 5. For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought up Israel, even to this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. 6. Wherever I have moved about with all Israel, have I ever spoken a word to any of the judges of Israel, who I commanded to shepherd my people, saying,Why have you not built me a house of cedar? 7. Now therefore thus said to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. I have made you a name like the name of great men who are on the earth. 9. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they may dwell in a place their own, and move no more, nor shall the sons of wicked oppress them any more as previously. 10. Since the time that I commanded the judges to be over my people Israel, also I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I will tell you that the Lord will build you a house, and it shall be when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up your seed after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and this throne shall be established forever.
第三到第十四节，第三节，当夜神的话临到拿单说，第四节，你去告诉我仆人大卫说，神如此说，你不可建造殿宇给我居住。第五节，自从我领以色列人出埃及，直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，乃从这会幕到那会幕，从这帐幕到那帐幕。第六节，凡我同以色列人所走的地方，我何曾向以色列的一个士师，就是我吩咐牧养我民的说，你为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？第七节，现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之主如此说，我从羊圈中将你招来，叫你不再跟从羊群，立你做我民以色列的君。第八节，你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在，剪除你的一切仇敌，我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。第九节，我必为我民以色列选定一个地方，栽培他们，使他们住自己的地方，不再迁移，凶恶之子也不像从前扰害他们。第十节，并不像我命士师治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必制服你的一切仇敌，并且我应许你必为你建立家室。第十一节，你受数满足归你列祖的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。第十二节，他必为我建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。第十三节，我要做他的父，他要做我的子，并不使我的慈爱离开他，像离开在你以前的扫罗一样。第十四节，我却要将他永远坚立在我家里和我国里，他的国位也必坚定直到永远。
So here we see that God gave David a great blessing.
那在这里我们可以看到神给了大卫一个极大的应许。
God promised that he will build David a house that lasts forever.
那在这里神应许大卫要为他建立家室直到永远。
And that his kingdom and his house will last forever.
那并且他的家以及他的国也必坚立直到永远。
And so for David, this is a great blessing.
对于大卫而言，这是一个非常大的祝福。
And this is also even a prophecy of the salvation of Lord Jesus to come, that Lord Jesus' kingdom will last forever.
那这甚至也是主耶稣要带来救恩的一个应许，也就是主耶稣的国会坚立直到永远。
And so after David heard such a blessing, he prayed to God in thanksgiving.
那在大卫听到了神的应许和祝福之后，大卫就发出了感恩的祷告。
And this is recorded from verse 16 onward of this passage.
那就是在第十七章的十六节以后。
And there are many teachings we can learn from David's prayer.
那从大卫的感恩祷告里面，我们可以学习到许多的东西。
And actually, we understand that David is someone who really knows how to pray.
那我们从圣经里面就知道大卫是一个非常懂得如何去祷告的人。
Because the Bible describes David as someone who's after the heart of God.
那圣经形容大卫是合神心意的人。
And we also know that David wrote a lot of psalms.
我们也知道大卫写下了许多诗篇。
Many of those psalms, as you read them, you know that it's a prayer from the heart.
那如果我们来读大卫所写的诗篇的话，就知道是发自他内心的祷告。
And from all these things that he wrote, or all the stories that he have with God, we know that he has a very close relationship with God.
那从大卫与神的故事以及大卫所记载下来的事迹，我们知道大卫与神的关系是非常亲密的。
He must be someone who prays and converses with God very often.
那他是一个常常向神祷告并且与神交流的人。
And from his prayers, we can see how he draws guidance, he draws comfort and strength from God.
那我们从他的祷告中知道，他从神那里取得力量，取得带领，来再从神那边去取得一个
strength，
力量
，guidance， comfort， and strength。
哦，还有安慰。
And there are many aspects of David's prayer we can see and learn。
那从大卫的许多祷告的许多方面，我们有很多可以学习到的。
And we can put ourselves into the mindset of such a prayer。To see how we ourselves can also pray to God in such a close way.
那如果我们看大卫祷告的这样的心态的话，我们就可以从中得到学习。我们怎么样能够比较亲密的与神祷告
？In this way, our prayers can be also very fulfilling.
那这样我们的祷告就会得到满足。
So let's look into the first aspect of David's prayer is that.In his prayer, you can really see his humility before God.
那我们可以看大卫祷告的第一个方面，我们就是看见他在神的面前，祷告的时候是非常谦卑的。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 16 to 18.
我们来读第十七章的第十六到第十八节。
16 to 18.
第十六节到第十八节。
16. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God?" And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O God. And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree, O Lord God. 18. What more can David say to you for the honor of your servant? For you know your servant.
第十六到第十八节，于是大卫王进去坐在主面前，说：“神啊，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？”第十七节，神啊，这在你眼中还看为小，又应许你仆人的家至于久远。主啊，你看顾我，好像看顾高贵的人。第十八节，你加于仆人的尊荣，我还有何言可说呢？因为你知道你的仆人。
So we know that David, he is the king of Israel.
那我们知道大卫是以色列的王。
At this point, he is the king of the combined kingdom of the Judah and Israel.
那我们知道这个时候他做王的时候，还是以色列国，也就是北国以色列国以及南国犹大国的王。
He has much wealth, power, status, and fame.
他有许多的尊荣，许多非常高的地位，也有很大的名声。
And I believe none of us today, if we compare to the status of David, we can compare to him.
那我想，如果我们今天就自己的身份和大卫王做比较的话，我们没有一个人能比得上他的尊荣。
But however, when David prays to God, he knows his place.
但是大卫却晓得他在神面前的地位。
He knows that he comes from a very humble beginning as a shepherd boy.
那他知道他的一开始只是一个牧羊的男童而已。
As Lord has spoken to him through Nathan that God took him out of the sheepfold of Israel.
那就像神借着先知拿单所向大卫说的话一样，神是将他从羊圈中取出。
So the first thing that he said to God was, "Who am I? Who is my house that you have brought me this far?"
那所以大卫与神祷告的第一句话就是神啊我是谁我的家算什么你竟使我到这地步呢
David knows very well that it was God who step by step led him all the way to this point
那大卫非常的清楚是神带领他一步一步走到今天他这样的地位
And through a lot of trials, tribulations and even persecution from Saul God always delivered David
透过许多的患难许多的试探甚至是来自于扫罗的逼迫才走到今天这样的地步
So even with such high rank that he has now he knows that he is very insignificant very lowly before God
那他虽然现在有如此尊荣的身份他却知道他在神的面前是非常卑微的
And if we look at the way that he addresses himself before God
那如果我们看他在神的面前是如何称呼自己的话
Multiple times he always addresses himself before God as a servant
那许多时候大卫在神的面前都自称为神的仆人
We know that a servant's role is completely opposite of a king
那我们知道仆人所要做的事情与王所要做的事情是完全相反的
servant's role is to obey the will of the master and to serve the master.
那仆人的职位就是要能够遵从主人的命令，并且要能够服侍主人。
So even now, David as a king, he knows that before God, he is merely a servant.
那所以哪怕大卫在这个世界上是王，他却明白他在神的面前只是一个仆人而已。
Now that such a great blessing is to given to him, the servant, he felt really overwhelmed.
那神既然给他的仆人如此大的应许和祝福，他觉得实在是这个对他来说，这个祝福实在是非常的重。
So in his prayer, we can definitely see how he exhibits this humility before God.
那所以在透过大卫的祷告，我们就能够看到大卫是如何在神的面前有一颗非常谦卑的心。
And actually, if we look at the prayers of a lot of saints, in the Bible.Even though they have very close relationship with God, even though in the sight of God, they are very noble, but they pray with so much humility.
那我们可以看到圣经里面记载的许多圣徒也是如此，虽然他们的身份非常的尊贵，但是他们在神面前祷告的时候却是带有如此谦卑的心态。
If we look at an example of Noah's prayer before God for Sodom and Gomorrah for his nephew, Lot.
那比如如果我们看亚伯拉罕的祷告，也就是为了他的侄子罗德，在神的面前为索多玛和俄摩拉祷告的时候，
he asked multiple times.
他问了许多次。
And many times, he understand that the more he asked, the more he's asking from God who is so great.
那他越是问，他越是知道他是在向这位如此伟大的神在求。
At the same time, he knows he's so insignificant. How can he continue to ask?
那他在同时，他也知道他自己是如此的卑微，他怎么能够继续在对神这样的问这样的说话呢
？So if we read Genesis chapter 18, verse 27.
那所以如果我们读创世纪第十八章第二十七节的话
，27 says, "Then Abraham answered and said." Indeed, now I am but dust, and ashes have taken it upon myself to ask of the Lord.
第二十七节，亚伯拉罕说：“我虽是灰尘，还敢对主说话。”
And as Abraham continued to ask, we can see that he continued to be very humble before God.
那我们知道，亚伯拉罕在一直追问的过程中，却在神的面前非常的谦卑。
Verse 30 says, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak." Suppose 30 shall be found there.
第三十节，亚伯拉罕说：“求主不要动怒，容我说。假若在那里见有三十个，怎么样呢？”
31 says, "Indeed, now I've taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 shall be found there."
三十一节，亚伯拉罕说：“我还敢对主说话。假若在那里有二十个，怎么样呢？”
32 then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. But once more, suppose 10 shall be found there."
三十二节，亚伯拉罕说：“求主不要动怒，我再说这一次，假若在那里见有十个呢？”
So we can see that, Abraham when he prays to God, he has so much humility.
那所以我们可以看到，亚伯拉罕在祷告的时候是带着如此谦卑的心态。
Even though at this point he is a very wealthy man.
那虽然在这个时候他已经是一个地位非常高的人。
Even with his servants, he has 400 servants that could overcome the kings that took over Sodom and Gomorrah.
那虽然他有四百个仆人，可以来推翻这个管理索多玛和俄摩拉的王。
Who defeated Sodom and Gomorrah?
他打败了索多玛和俄摩拉的王。
He defeated the king that defeated Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以他击败了这个打败索多玛和俄摩拉的这个王。
Yeah, so we see that when the saints in the Bible, when they pray to God, they pray with so much humility that even just speaking to God, they feel that it's amazing that I could even speak to God.
那所以我们可以看到圣经里面记载的这些古圣徒在向神祷告的时候是非常的谦卑的，甚至他们能够向神说话这一点而言，就使他们觉得非常的满足。
So when we pray to our God in our daily life, when we come to the church to pray,
所以当我们在我们的日常生活中向神祷告，甚至来到教会在神的面前祷告的时候，
Do we pray with this much humility towards the Almighty God?
那我们向全能的主是有这样谦卑的心态在祷告吗？
Do we come to God with such a humility and even timidity before God?
那我们来到神的面前是否有这样谦卑的心态，是否能够在他的面前站惊呢？
Do we remember who we are as David remembered that he is only a shepherd boy?
那我们能够像大卫一样记得，就是记得我们自己的从前吗？大卫记得他之前只是一个牧羊的男童而已。
And for Abraham, he addressed himself that we are merely dust. How can we pray to God?
那在亚伯拉罕的祷告中，他说到我们只是灰尘，居然还能够向神祷告。
So what would we have been if we don't have the mercy of God? That we can pray to God.
那如果我们没有神的怜悯，如果不能向神祷告的话，我们究竟算是谁呢？
Do we address ourselves as servants before God?
我们在神的面前是否把自己看为是神的仆人呢？
Sometimes when our children are called upon us.
那比如说有时候我们的孩子在呼唤我们的时候。
Sometimes if they just address you and say, you come here.Give me this, give me that.
那比如说，如果你的孩子对你说，你过来，给我这个，给我那个。
If your even your children talks to you in such a way, you'll find that it's kind of rude.
那如果你的孩子向你用这样的语气和态度说话的话，你会觉得他们是非常不懂礼貌的。
And sometimes maybe when we pray to God, when we don't know who we are, when we address God, it might be rude.
那所以在神的面前，如果我们都不知道神是谁的话，甚至在神的面前，这样是非常的没有礼貌的。
So when we come before God, we should continue to lower ourselves and be humble.
那所以我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要能够降低自己，要能够谦卑。
And the next thing that we can learn from David's prayer is that not only does he lower himself, his prayer, he exalts God.
我们下一个可以学到的就是大卫在自己的祷告中，虽然谦卑自己，他在同时也高举神。
And he recounts the deed of God.
他也数算神所为他做的事情。
Let's read verse 20 to 22.
我们来读历代志上第十七章第二十到第二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
第二十到第二十二节。
20, O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God beside you.According to all that we have heard with our ears, 21. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for yourself a name by great and awesome deeds, by driving out nations from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt, 22. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God.
第二十到第二十二节，主啊，照我们耳中听见，没有可比你的，除你以外再无神。第二十二节，世上有何名能比你的名以色列呢？你神从埃及救赎他们做自己的子民，又在你赎出来的民面前行大而可畏的事，驱逐列邦人，显出你的大名。第二十二节，你使以色列人做你的子民，直到永远，你也做他们的神。
So in David's prayer, he understands, he addresses, and he honored God as the one and only God.
那我们知道在大卫的祷告中，他是尊敬神的，并且知道神是那独一的神。
And he recounts the deed of God for his people, to save his people.
那他又数算了神为了救赎他的民以色列所行的大能。
The God that we worship is the one and true God.
那我们所敬拜的神是独一的真神。
He is the God that created heaven and earth.
他是创造天地万物的主。
He is our creator. He created mankind.
他是我们的造物主，他造出了人。
In our prayer, he deserves every praise and every thanksgiving that we ought to give.
那所以在我们的祷告中，神是配得我们所有的赞美，以及感恩的。
He is also our savior.
他也是我们的救主。
The Bible in Psalm 19.Verse 1.
那在诗篇的第十九篇的第一节这里记载到
Psalm 19 verse 1 it says The heaven declares the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork.
诗篇第十九章的第一节写到，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So all the creations of God, even though they don't have any sounds, they always express the glory of God.
那所以神所创造的天地万物虽然没有发出任何的声音，却则不断地述说神的荣耀。
In Luke chapter 19, verse 40,
在路加福音第十九章的第四十节记载到。
In Luke chapter 19, verse 40,
路加福音第十九章第四十节。
When our Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem, when the people gave praise.
那在主耶稣进入耶路撒冷之后，当群众都赞美他的时候。
Some of the Pharisees says, "Rebuke your disciples."
那有一些法利赛人对主耶稣说，夫子责备你的门徒吧。
But Lord Jesus said to them, I tell you that if they shall keep silent, the stones will immediately cry out in praise.
四十节耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
So in our prayers, how can we not exalt God and praise God?
那所以在我们的祷告中，我们怎么能够不高举神，不称颂神呢？
And again, if we read many of the prayers of the saints,
那如果我们读许多圣徒的祷告的话，
in their prayers, they always recount the glory of God, recounts the deed of God and the divine characteristics of God.
那么他们常常述说神所行的大能，神的荣耀，以及
God's divine characteristics,
还有神的神性。
Such exalting of God, such praise.Is well deserved by God.
那如此的高举，如此的称颂，是神所配得的。
And if we don't praise God, even the stones will praise God.
那如果我们不赞美神的话，甚至这些石头也必要呼叫起来赞美他。
At the same time that this is well deserved, as we praise God, as we recount the deed of God, it will also help us to get into the mode of prayer.
那所以当我们在不断地称颂神，不断地数算神所为我们行的事情之后，我们也能够进入到祷告的这样的一个模式。
The mode of prayer towards such a great God is one that is of reverence.
那如果我们想要向如此全能的主来祷告的话，就是要能够带着一颗非常敬畏的心来祷告。
And one that with a God-fearing attitude.
要非常的能够敬畏神。
So that as we recount these thingswe are reminded of how great God is.
那在我们数算这些事情的时候，我们就能够提醒自己，神是多么的伟大。
What a pleasure and honor it is that we're able to pray before the presence of God.
那我们能够在这样的神面前跪下来祷告，是何等的尊贵。
It also gives us hope and reminded that this is the kind of God that we pray to.
那这样也能够给我们带来希望，因为这也希望和盼望，因为我们向如此伟大的神在祷告。
So if God is so faithful, God is so merciful, for sure He will hear what I had to pray for.
那如果神如此的大有怜悯，如此的信实的话，他一定能够听见我们所祷告的事情。
So if we think and reflect about our own prayers.
那所以如果我们来反思去思考自己的祷告的话。
Is our prayer always?About ourselves, about the requests that we have.
那我们的祷告是否常常都是以自我为中心来述说我们所要向神求的呢？
Do we actually give a portion of our prayer to really praise God and recount the grace that God has given to us?
那我们是否将我们祷告的一部分归给神来赞美他，来数算他所向我们行的事呢？
Do we meditate and think that this God is our creator?
那我们是否会思考，会思想说，这位神就是我们的造物主。
Do we give thanks to him for all the mercies that he has given to us?
那我们是否为了他向我们行如此大的怜悯而常常的对他抱有感恩呢？
So if we do this, this will really help us to address, to attune, the mode and attitude that we pray towards God.
那如果我们常常能够反省以上我们所说的事情的话，就能够在神的面前有一个非常好的祷告模式和心态。
And doing so will also give us a lot of joy, actually.
那我们这样做的时候，其实也能够给我们带来很大的喜乐。
That as great of a God as you will listen to someone as lowly as me pray to you.
像你这么伟大的神，居然愿意倾听我这么卑微人所发出来的祷告。
So actually, prayer could be very fulfilling in this way.
那所以我们如果这样的祷告的话，会使我们大得满足。
Prayer is a process.
因为祷告是一个过程。
Prayer, is the way that we connect to God.
祷告也是我们与神交流的方式。
So in this process, we continue to, lower ourselves more and more.
那在我们向神祷告的这样的一个过程中，我们要不断的降低自己。
And in our prayer, we continue to exalt God more and more.
在我们的祷告中，同时越来越高举神。
Because this is the proper order. This is the reality. This is what it ought to be.
因为这就是现实，这就是应当有的一个模式和现况。
And if we can really do it in this way, we can really connect with God.
那如果我们真的能够以这样的模式来祷告的话，就能够真正的与神连接。
So in our prayers, we should really continue to lower ourselves, continue to ask, who am I? Who is my house?
那所以在我们的祷告中，就要不断的能够降低自己，不断的去询问我究竟是谁，我的家又算什么呢？
And in our prayer, we continue to elevate God, because however much we elevate God, God is still higher and above what we can elevate Him.
因为在我们的祷告中，也要不断的高举神，因为哪怕我们在祷告中如何的去高举神，神都比我们所高举他的更加的高。
In the presence of such Almighty God, all our problems and our fears, should be so insignificant.
那在如此伟大全能的主面前，我们个人的问题其实是非常的渺小的。
And the third thing that we can learn about David's prayer is, he really had faith in God's promise, and he prays according to the will of God.
那所以在我们从大卫的祷告中所能够学习到的第三点，就是大卫按着神的旨意去祷告，并且他对神的应许是有信心的。
So God's promise to David is really immense.
那神对大卫的应许是非常庞大的。
But David had faith and he believed in this promise.
但是大卫却有信心来相信神这样的应许。
And actually the request and the content of his prayer is he prays that God fulfills his promise.According to what he has said.
那所以大卫祷告的很多内容都是求神按着他所说的应许来使他实现。
And I think this is something that we can learn as well, that we pray according to the will of God. We pray according to the promise that God has already given to us.
那所以这也是我们一个很好祷告的模式，就是按着神的旨意来祷告，并且按着神所已经给了我们的应许来祷告。
We can read from verse 23 to 27.
我们可以来读第二十三到第二十七节。
23 to 27 of First Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志上第十七章第二十三到第二十七节。
And now, O Lord, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, let it be established forever, and do as you have said. 24. So let it be established that your name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel.Its God is Israel's God, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. 25. For you, O my God, have revealed to your servants that you will build him a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray before you. 26. And now, Lord, you are God, and have promised this goodness to your servant. 27. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servants.That it may continue before you forever, for you have blessed it, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever.
第二十三到第二十七节，主啊，你所应许仆人和仆人家的话，求你坚定，直到永远，照你所说的而行。第二十四节，愿你的名永远坚立，被尊为大，说万军之主是以色列的神，是治理以色列的神。这样，你仆人大卫的家必在你面前坚立。第二十五节。我的神啊，因你启示仆人说，我必为你建立家室，所以仆人大胆在你面前祈祷。第二十六节，主啊，唯有你是神，你也应许将这福气赐给仆人。第二十七节，现在你喜悦赐福与仆人的家，可以永存在你面前。主啊，你已经赐福，还要赐福到永远。
So we see that David, really believed in the promise of God.
所以我们在这里可以看到大卫是真的相信神的应许。
If we read verse 25, the fact that he dares or had the courage, to pray before God, it is because God had given him such a blessing.
那在第二十五节我们就可以看到，因为神已经向大卫列下了这样的祝福，所以大卫能够大胆的在神面前这样的祷告。
So the fact that he's able to pray before God means that he believed that God would give such a blessing.
那他在神的面前这样的祷告，是因为他相信神会实现他的应许祝福。
And again, we also see David's humility.
那我们也看到大卫，同时也能够看到大卫的谦卑。
And David's request is that whatever God's promise given to him be fulfilled.
大卫向神所祷告的就是凡是他指着大卫所说的应许都能够坚定直到永远。
Actually, this is a secret to a prayer request that will always be fulfilled.
那这其实就是我们祷告能够得到应许的，得到应许实现的一个秘诀。
How do we know that our prayers will be for sure fulfilled by God?
那我们怎么能够知道我们的祷告一定会蒙神的垂听呢？
Well, if this is a promise of God, and you praise according to the promise of God,
那如果这已经是神的应许，并且你按着神的应许来如此的祷告的话，
our God is Almighty; He can accomplish anything.
我们的神是全能的主，他能够做任何事，他都能够做。
And the God that we worship is also faithful; He will for sure accomplish what He has promised.
那我们所信的神也是非常信实的，他不论列下了什么样的应许，他都会实现。
He will never let his promises go empty.
他的应许都不会落空。
So what we can learn is we should find and get to know all the promises given by God and praise according to the promise of God.
那所以我们所要做的就是找到神所有列出来的应许，并且按着神的应许这样的来赞美他，来祷告。
And in this way, all the things that we pray for, we already know God will for sure fulfill it.
那所以这样，我们所祷告的事情，我们就已经知道神一定会使它实现。
So now the question is, do we know all the promises and the blessings that God has already given to us?
那问题就在于我们是否知道神已经应许给我们的祝福呢？
Do we have faith that all these promises and blessings given by God will be fulfilled?
那我们是否有足够的信心来知道这些应许、这些祝福都会被神所成就呢？
If we know and we have faith, we can pray according to such a way.
那如果我们知道并且我们也有信心的话，我们就可以按照神的应许和祝福来祷告。
Then the question you have is, if I only pray according to the promise of God, what about my own prayer request?
那我们现在所有的问题就有可能是，如果我们只按照神的应许跟祝福来祷告的话，那我们自己的祷告和祈求呢？
But then the question that I can ask is, if you really know the promise that God given to you, what more do you need to ask?
那我要反问的就是，如果你已经知道神所应许给你的祝福和这些应许的话，你还需要求更多的事情吗？
If we know the preciousness of God's salvation, the blessing of eternal life.
如果我们知道神救恩的宝贵，我们知道永远的生命的这样的一个祝福的话。
If we know that God has promised you that He will abide with you, He will be with you forever.
那如果我们也相信神的应许，就是他要与我们同在直到永远这样的应许的话。
If we know all these promises and all the blessings of God,
如果我们知道神所有的应许、所有的祝福，
You are already the winner of life.
你其实在人生中已经是得胜的了。
You have the richest gift of all.
你已经有生命中最大的财宝。
Whatever you may want to ask, is so trivial compared to what you already have.
那你在人生中所有的所有的其他的祈求和祷告都在这个面前微不足道。
That's why Lord Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and the rest will be added to you."
这就是为什么主耶稣说要先求他的国和他的义，其余的这些必加添给你们。
If we have a good relation with God,
如果我们与神有一个非常良好的关系，
If we are seeking His kingdom and His righteousness,
那如果我们在寻求他的国和他的义的话，
If we have the abundance of God,
如果我们有神的同在，
If we know that we may receive eternal life.
如果我们知道我们可以得到永远的生命，
what more could you ask?
那你还需要再求更多的吗？
What more will God withhold from not giving to you if he has already given you his life?
那神都已经将他的生命赐给你了，他还其他的事情他还能够不给你吗？
So as we recount all the promises, all the blessings of God, all the other things we know God already knows.
那我们当我们数算神的应许和神的恩典的时候，我们就知道其余的事情神都已经知道了。
And if we know that God has already given to you the most important thing, the rest is whatever by the mercy of God, God will give to you.
那如果你已经知道神已经将最重要最宝贵的赐给你的话，其他的都是其次的。
So actually our prayers should be so easy with so much joy.
那所以其实我们的祷告是非常容易的，并且是能够带着很大的喜乐。
We just pray for the main thing, pray that God's promise, God's blessings be fulfilled.
那我们只需要为了这些大事情祷告，为了神的应许和祝福能够实现而祷告。
We just pray that we ourselves, we pursue the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
那在我们的祷告中就不断地为自己祷告，让我们自己能够寻求神的国和他的义。
And we ourselves pray that we become someone that deserves such a blessing.
那我们也祷告，让我们能够成为配得这样祝福的人。
Then our prayer should be so simple.
那这样我们的祷告就会变得非常的简单。
And we know for sure the promise of God will be fulfilled.
那我们也知道神的应许一定会得到成就。
So there are many things we can learn from David's prayer.
所以从大卫的祷告中我们可以学到许多的事情。
Prayer is a process where we continue to lower ourselves.
那祷告是一个不断谦卑自己的过程。
We see all the saints' prayer, they're so humble.
那我们可以看到圣经中所记载的古圣徒的祷告都是非常的谦卑的。
They come to God with a lot of reverence, with a lot of God fearing.
那他们来到神的面前是带着一颗敬畏的心。
The fact that we're able to even praise to God, they find it in awe that they can pray to God.
那所以他们为自己能够在甚至是能够在这样的神面前祷告而感到非常的惊奇。
For David, when he prepared all the innumerous offerings for the temple, the way he prayed to God is, Who am I and who am my people? Who are my people that I can even offer to God? That I just bring what you have given to me back to you.
那所以在大卫为神预备了许多建殿的材料之后，在他预备完了之后，为神向神祷告的时候，写到了我算什么，我的名算什么，我们只是将所从你这里领受的归还给你而已。
So in our prayer, we should have so much more humility.
所以在我们的祷告中要带着很大的谦卑。
In our prayer, we should also exalt God and praise God.
那在我们的祷告中也要高举神，也要称颂神。
Because this is deserved by God.
因为神是配得我们的赞美与称颂的。
If we don't praise God, if we don't give thanks to God, even the stones will yell out to praise God.
那所以如果我们在我们的祷告中不将感谢与赞美归给神的话，甚至是这些石头都会发出呼叫声。
And as we recount the deed of God, as we recount the mercy of God, it will also help our prayer to attune our prayer to understand the God that we're praying to.
那在我们数算神所为我们行的一切的事情以及他的怜悯和恩典之后，就能够帮助我们的祷告，来在神的面前有一个合理的祷告模式。
And we should also have faith in the promise and the blessings of God.
那我们对于神的应许和神的祝福也要能够有信心。
As we recount all the promises and the blessing of God, all the other things, we understand that God has already given to us so much.If he's willing, he will now refold all the things that we want to ask.
那所以当我们数算神给我们的所有的应许和祝福的时候，就知道神已经将最重要的给我们了，那其次的神都会按着他的旨意来给我们。
And if you truly understand the blessing of God, all the other things that we might want to ask is really trivial.
那所以如果我们真的能够明白神的祝福和应许是如何的大之后，我们自己的祷告，自己所要祷告求的个人的事情就显得微不足道。
So I hope that we can all try to pray in this way.
那所以我希望我们大家都能够以这样的方式来祷告。
Let's sing hymn 491.
我们一起唱诗第491首。